Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hello, good morning. Ay, good afternoon na pala. Sorry. I'm calling because of the gadgets I got. They were bought defective.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hello? They emailed me to call.
Okay,
what?
So so you're concerned about
what?
Give me one brief moment, ma'am. Okay. May you provide me your zip code? Hello?
Hello? Yes?
May you provide me your zip code, please?
My what?
Your zip code.
Zip code, 90032.
90032. One brief moment. Is that first and last name, please?
Edna Berry.
Okay. You said.
So what I'm asking is, what should I do with these gadgets?
Give me one brief moment, please, ma'am. Please. And you said the zip code was again.
Pardon?
Your zip code. What was that zip code again?
90032.
90032. Last name was Lee.
Berrei. Berrei.
Okay, I do see Edna, Berrei.
Yes.
Okay. And for security purposes, that billing address.
Pardon? Security.
The billing address for security purposes, please.
Billing address is 1906 Johns Avenue.
Thank you so much for that information. So I do see that there was a purchase that was made on the 1st of April for a Pure smartwatch and also mini pods for the shipping and handling charge of $5.95. You got to test out the product for a 14-day trial period, and if you did not give us a call to cancel, then it would continue to automatically rebuild. I mean, not automatically rebuild, but a straight sale charge will go to the account. Now, the product you get to keep because you didn't cancel before the 14 days was over, ma'am.
I didn't understand. What is it now?
It was for a fitness watch and some earbuds, ma'am.
Watch and? Pads? Earpads?
Yes, ma'am. You can keep the product, ma'am.
They are both defective. Why? I can't do anything with it.
You said they don't work?
Yes.
Okay, so I can get something reissued out for you. Give me one brief moment.
I want to return it, but I wouldn't pay for the shipping.
No, you don't have to pay for the shipping of us reshipping it out for you.
The pads, only one ear is working. And the watch, it doesn't pair with a Bluetooth. Whatever I do. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Could you repeat that for me? I'm having a hard time understanding.
Okay.
Okay, so you said the product doesn't work, so I'm going to reissue out some more product that does work. I do apologize that you've received some damaged product, but we're going to go ahead and get that situated for you. Now, the account, there will be no other attempted charges due to the fact that that was a straight sale order, so that's a one-time order type of deal when you made that purchase for those products. Do give it 3 to 5 business days for the reship to come out. Do you need a cancellation number or anything?
Yes.
All righty. So the cancellation number would be C as in Charlie.
Can you please email it again also?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because I got an email from you, from the gadget team.
Yes, ma'am. That will be
to call you.
Confirm the cancellation of your account.
It would be better if I get it from email.
Okay, so there will be an email sent to you with the cancellation number regarding the cancellation of the account, and also an email confirming that there will be a reship for some more products that's not damaged. I really do appreciate you for giving customer service a call. You enjoy your day.
Okay.
Thank you for giving customer service a call. Bye-bye.
Okay. It took